discuss this.
It was environmental.
Here, here. Yes, thank you for your supplementary question. And the answer to your question is, if we have a debate.
I hope that debate is wise, not just tomorrow, once.
Second question from Mr. Stephen Goodman from the Opposition. Please pass the question.
Hello, thank you. Speaking as someone who's been paying attention to the rising evidence of need to deal with climate and environmental emergency for decades now, we are now at the stage where this council, in common with pretty much everyone else on the
political
politicians, are responding too little and too late to our climate and environmental emergency.
Is there any question?
The evidence I'm seeing is that, given that that's the state we're all in, and
we are
heading for a temperature-rise open. At least 3-4 degrees, and there will be consequences which you will have to deal with as an authority. Will you please now start looking at the need to respond to the consequences of temperature rise
minimum
3-4 degrees? I've just asked it.
Okay, Councillor Stewart, will you respond to that, please?
Yeah, the comments are noted.
The comments noted, the question was, will you please start considering the need to look at responding to what's coming?
Yeah, I'll be part of
that.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Are there any more questions from the public?
We have enough time,
there's
no need to
think about it. Please, thank you.
Hi, Jan. Jonathan Bacon, Chairman of the Ardenite AONB. As there was an opportunity to ask a question, I thought I would. And it is this. As the Council develops its local plan, would the administration consider emphasising a landscape capacity-driven approach, as has happened in other areas, particularly those with designated landscapes, such as AONBs?
Thank you, Christian.
The same thing that we'll consider.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Yeah, questions?
Hello.
State your name of question, please.
Well, my name is Derek Fowle. I'd just like to ask a question. Is the council getting involved in any way on the distribution of the 5G rollout on this island, which is getting closer? And are they looking into it as 5G and electromagnetic frequencies of the amount that's going to occur is an existential threat to everything on this planet? I'd just like to know whether this council have crewed up themselves on this threat, and are they going to stop it happening? And that is Smart Island, basically.
Thank you for your question.
This has been asked before, I think, and we'll make sure we'll send a copy of the written response.
Thank you very much. Is there any question, please?
Councillor Henry-White, this is by Councillor Claire Mosler. It's relating to the closure of the daily centres for mental health. The estimated cost saving is £145,000, I understand. And I'd like to know how much of that is estimated to relate to the closure of the avenues, the new avenues grouped in Freshwater. And the supplementary.
Are we ensured to send a response to the first part? Do you want to ask the supplementary?
Supplementary is there going to be provision locally? Is there going to be alternative provision locally, or will the existing users of the service be expected to travel into Newport?
Thank you.
The council was not able to answer that, although she was probably covered in the main motion.
Okay, thank you.
The answer is yes, because of the work that's being done with CCG and Trust for Community Mental Health Services. There will be provision made in Freshwater. I am covering it in more detail than I can buy to have some petition.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Thank you. Let's have a couple of questions. If you could move on.